It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, the DOC is with us for another 2 hours. This is the theme song that he created, that he trademarked.
That is not true. This gentleman here did that.
I've heard everybody that has a theme song.
Well,
has created it themselves and
well,
has
no. That's
themselves.
The only guy that I know that has created his own would be the toddler.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I was mixing up co-hosts.
Yeah, the toddler.
All right. That's
tomorrow.
More on that coming up later on. Let's knock down a bunch of these phone calls here before we move along into some more specific things and get Doc's thoughts. For anybody that didn't hear Doc's post-game show on Sunday night, obviously you could join on your way out of Northwest Stadium. How does that sound? This Sunday, right?
Wow.
Northwest
good for
Stadium.
You. Good for you.
I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Northwest Stadium after a 1 o'clock game. So, like Sunday night, it was a road game, so people aren't obviously, and it was a 425er. We don't get that window very often around here.
We haven't deserved it. You got to earn that.
Exactly.
You got to earn that.
So, a lot of people, I'm not sure how the call volume, I'm sure the call volume was fine. People
and JP Finley.
Were upset.
And you also get a chance. A lot of people don't get to hear JP Finley on his side. You got a chance. We teased the Rooster.
Yeah.
We said we can't guarantee it because he's
Well, I was
really...
waiting for you. I was waiting for my phone to ring.
No. We thought you were going to call us when you were free.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
well, B-Mac.
Then we.
No, like A-Mac, the... A-Mac. A-Mac is a Giants fan. Good kid. He's sharp. And I go, look, A-Mac, he said, Rooster's on hold. I go, well, Rooster is probably in a press conference right now.
Mm.
Once he gets free, he'll call us. JP calls. So we were loaded. We teased you. Teasing you probably kept 1,000 people in their cars
See,
waiting.
Well, probably what happened is, Doc, we had a miscommunication like the commander's secondary on that Jalen McMillan 32-yarder.
Exactly.
Like we were all like they lined up three receivers. You know, you had three callers lined up to the right of the formation.
The thumbs up.
Exactly.
That was meaning, man, I'm in, so I'm waiting on you.
Right.
A-Mac's waiting. He said, well, we got Rooster. We got Finley. You know, Finley's aggressive.
Yes.
He just barged in and went his thing.
It's okay. He looks better than
me. He said, what about the Rooster? I said, probably swept up with the network.
If I know J.P. Finley, he's already in his car right now. Now, they did the show at 1757.
So
he's either drinking cocktails.
Oh, yeah.
Or he's in his car right now listening to the Team 980 because there is no bigger fan of the Team 980 than
J.P.
Finley.
One thing about J.P., you got to give him his props.
Yeah.
B. Mitch is getting ready for a big event tonight, Leadership Summit.
Oh,
he'll have the makeup thing on, you know, the $1,000 threads.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I ran into B. Mitch yesterday morning after we all got back. I said, I said, you went back with the team, right? He goes, oh, no. It's like, you know, I went back.
Oh, he's
with,
private.
You know, I stayed
what
overnight and
Come
I went
on,
back
man.
With J.P. Finley.
He comes back.
You
they've
know,
got their own.
And I said,
they go,
Brian,
to, they go
said,
back to signature.
Yeah, I said, he said he was having, some fun times at the hotel.
Yeah.
He said, I said, Brian, I said, I was standing right next to you when Josh Harris came up. He didn't fist bump me. He recognized you.
Of course.
And he sought you out for, like,
photo ops.
Congratulations. Not for a photo op, but more
bump,
like just an acknowledgement.
Of course.
Right? Like
like
Roman Reigns asks everybody to acknowledge him.
Acknowledge me.
Right? Yeah. So Josh Harris acknowledged B-Mitch.
You have to.
In the face of despair as the whole team was rifling off the field. I've got video of it.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. Well, I'm his security aide tonight at the summit, so I'm just there to make sure nobody gets too close
Do
to
you get
him.
A good dinner out of it or no?
I don't get to eat with him. I just make sure he
eats.
Okay.
All right. Do you have to hold B. Mitch's fork?
No. He's capable of doing all that just to keep the crowd
you
off
You don't have
of
to peel his grapes or anything
you
like
know
that?
How he is. He's pretty good at doing all that.
Let's get back to the calls here and mix you guys into the show. Zach is in Maryland first up this hour, and then we'll get to Double A. What's up, Zach? How are you?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Hey, Zach.
All right, Zach, what's going on?
Nothing much, man. Went to the game this weekend. And it was hot as all get out there.
Oh, yeah.
But one thing that was disappointing, man, was it was the cornerbacks. And that, I don't want to hype. I'm not hyping on the cornerbacks that we have. Mm-hmm. I'm more upset that Adam Peters didn't look at that as a number two issue outside of the draft. I look back at it. I looked at the stats. Last year, we gave up 30 points a game. We gave up 37 week one. Last week, we led the league in passing yards against us with 266. Baker Mayfield had four touchdowns. Le'Jarius Sneed got traded from the Chiefs for a third-round pick. We had a whole bunch of third-round picks this mm-hmm. year in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, come on. You cannot take over a team, and you're dead last in pass in cornerbacks and defense, passing defense, and not address it, and only address it with the rookie cornerback.
So like, Zach, can I just at least offer a possible reason? One, I don't know if for whatever reason Dan Quinn and the defensive staff looked at him as not a scheme fit. Which is beyond mm-hmm. me, but also you had to pay the guy. You couldn't just trade him. You had to pay the guy. That was why he was getting traded from Kansas City. You had to pay him. You know,
they didn't go after their own guy in Dallas.
Yeah,
we have the cap room.
I understand that.
I would say this. I get that we got to pay him, but you got to pay great players.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Yes,
if you have an opportunity to get a great cornerback, we would not be mad if we were paying Le'Jarius Sneed right now.
Yeah, but Doc brought up a good point. They had Gilmore out there until 2 weeks into camp, and they still didn't do it.
Yeah.
And they still didn't want him, and that was a one-year. They didn't have to trade picks. They didn't have to give $60 million. That one-year, $8 million deal.
I think that's the one you have to look at more. And
Xavier Howard's still out there, Pro Bowl corner.
It's got to be a reason.
I'm sure he wants money, but, you know.
Yeah. And you do have to kind of trust it a little more. If this is the only ramp you're giving them is one game,
mm-hmm.
we got to be better than that. Because you realize you are ghetto property. You're acting like you were a touch-up.
Yeah.
You're
like Baltic Avenue on Monopoly.
You're not a touch-up.
Is Baltic Avenue still a thing?
You should have been a teardown.
Right.
That's the problem that we get caught in.
Right.
We think we are quick fix more so. No, you're not. You're not.
Yeah. I hear you. Zach, thank you. Appreciate the phone call. We got to move along so we can get in as many as we can. Let's get to our guy, Double A, Athan, in Annapolis. What's up, Double A? How are you, pal?
I'm excellent. I'm ready to give out spine busters and DDTs, Arn Anderson style. So you guys ready to go?
There you go, so baby. The Four Horsemen.
Hey, that's right, baby. The legacy. So we got... Chris, you mentioned that you should have been closer. Well, you got two missed field goals, and then you got the McCaffrey who should have thrown that throwback touchdown where it would have been 50 yards.
Yep.
To you know, it would have been closer, but the problem is it wouldn't have mattered because of how bad the defense was. Everything was camouflaged by how bad the defense was. So then you go, people who know football will realize this. They are 0-for-4 on their last four first-round picks, which is really hard to do. So then you got them going into the eighth straight year this year without a winning record. Mm-hmm. That concludes the participation trophy division title of 7-9 from 20-20. Okay, that's glaring. So then you got Rivera left them the dumpster fire, and you got holes at corner and wide receiver. We all know that. But if they go 6-11 or they go 7-10, what you want to see is max effort. Look at the way the Raiders played last year when Antonio Pierce took over. Look at the way the Patriots played on Sunday, and they think you're supposed to be the worst team in the league. Max effort from every position. Emmanuel Forbes, put your big boy pants on or go home. And the last thing I'm going to say is this, okay? Quinn can't come out and have crap clock management, and is not going to sidestep my boy, the legend of Russo, that is Chris, question on the two-point play, okay? It's not going to happen. He's got to give real answers, okay, real answers. He talked about, you know, Truth Monday or whatever, and finally, we need a Portillo's in the D.C. area, Chris.
We do. I was very disappointed that I wasn't able to execute that after your recommendation. And mm-hmm. I know people around here do not know the greatness of Portillo's. Mm-mm. Chicago Eatery, Chicago beef, hot dogs, sweet peppers, hot peppers, you know, like everything that you would want Chicago
food,
with the exception of Chicago
the
deep
pizza.
Dish pizza.
Yeah,
and I had an opportunity. It was 18 minutes from the stadium on Sunday night. And by the time I got done with all my work and I looked at the clock and then I called and they had just closed. And I wasn't able to execute. So I tried.
Time.
It was not without thought. But AA, thank you, my friend. As always, appreciate I appreciate the ride on Saturday morning. My guy was up and at it early and was kind enough to take me to Reagan National Airport from here at the radio station on Saturday morning. So I appreciate that. My
That's love, man. That's
AA.
Straight
always,
up.
Always
love.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. AA, I'll talk to you real soon. Appreciate you. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Let's get to another story. Stalwart, Pauly. Enough. What's up, Pauly? Is Pauly there?
757.
I hear the phone.
Like, no, man. Shout out to Bonesy out in Southeast.
Wait. There he is.
All right. Yeah. Hey, my fault, man. Hey, Rooster, man. Josh Harris just thought you was a guy looking for a hot dog.
Man, that's brutal.
Well, I wasn't waiting. I wasn't trying to tell that story because of anything to do with me. I'm just saying he
sounded a little personal.
No. He sought out Beamish. He sought out Beamish.
Which is understandable because I've been listening to you talk loser talk all day.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I don't understand this thing you talk about Josh, Dan Quinn's decisions with the field goals could have kept the game from looking as bad as it,
well,
as it
it's
was.
It's true.
So that's your expectation?
No, not it's not my expectation. I'm saying the inexecution of the place kicker and some of the decisions that were made led to 17 points. That's it.
The main decision what I didn't understand when they did it was letting Joey Sly go. But that's neither here nor there right now. My whole point is, man, you about to bring me back in mid-season form with this loser talk, man. I mean, look, you talking about they got embarrassed, they laid down. And it ain't just you, too. It's some of these fans, too. I don't understand. We've been having all these coaches coming here for years, for decades, just trying to plug and play players, take the last people players and put their own players in and to think things was going to change. We finally got an organization a GM, a head coach, they blew this thing up, man. How many picks of Ron Rivera have we seen on cut day? Like, our three best players come from the Jay Gruden era. You know what I mean? So they blew this thing up. This is all patchwork stuff right now. For everybody to be up in arms after one game is crazy, man. Like, let them get out there and let them see what they need to fill in the holes at. Like, your man called earlier about Jamin Davis. I didn't understand that neither. He seemed to be the one out there playing with some oomph. But he only played 13 snaps.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to show you right there, they trying to figure out what they got. Still, this is week one. You know, 75% divorces, our marriages end in divorce, right? That's because you think you're married the love of your life, and then you start living with her.
Yeah.
So that's what they did. They signed these players, they like these players, and they think they signed the players of their life, and now they're living with them. And then they'll get rid of them as they need to. Look, this is a process, man. Get off of Dan, man. Get off these players. Let them at least give them 3-4 games before y'all want to burn down the house, man. Hail to the W.
All right, Paulie. Yeah, thank you. W. Appreciate it. All right. Paulie says I'm already in midseason form with all this loser talk. Do you agree with that sentiment, Doc?
No, I mean, you
put a higher priority on wins and losses than most of us do. And I understand why. But do you think when you say that, you say it like,
I eat standing up.
Mm-hmm.
I sleep standing up.
Mm-hmm.
I eat in the dark. When you do this for a living, and the only way you maintain it is to stay in the game, it's not about point spreads or all that to me,
right?
Because not my generation,
right?
And I played it as a pro, so I'm not looking at this anyways. That we don't win, you end up getting fired. So I look at this, but I respect the gamesmanship in it and the fun part for fans. I respect all of that, but I'm speaking to the people that might be trying to make a living at this and trying to give them my best shot at who I think will win the game. And I know right now that because you can still make a living doing this,
mm-hmm.
even and you can suck, I resent that. I resent the fact that people make fortunes being bad at this.
Yeah, I mean,
so listen, that's the part that pisses me off.
Yeah,
that these bank robbers come in here, stick everybody up, and leave, and don't care. That's never going to change out of me. So when I look at this and I go, okay, I didn't think they were going to win the game. I hoped they would because I'd like to see them be successful. But Tampa's in the playoffs with a quarterback that's a badass. Ever since he planted that flag at Columbus, Ohio, he's won my heart. Baker Mayfield's a badass to me. And I saw him make plays. We had great he did a Houdini. He got out. He dropped dimes. I don't know why people don't like him, but I like him.
I like him too.
I wish we'd have had him over some of the bums they brought here.
Yeah.
I wish we'd have had Baker Mayfield. He got that it factor.
I wish they would have signed him last year.
He got it factor. Well, this kid, we got five. He got it factor too.
Mm-hmm.
So he got something. Those two kids we have in the backfield, they're nice. Like, I liked it, some components we have
here. I'd like
them
to use them more.
Well, see, when I say that, y'all get all crumbled up.
Not me.
Man, I love the fact. I wish we would more, but I'm not certain that that's in these guys' background because they've made their living passing.
I want to double down on that and something Jay said yesterday. Get your thoughts on that and more on Jaden Daniels when we come back with the DOC in studio as he is each and every Tuesday. Some might call it an AARP Tuesday. We'll call it a Gridiron Tuesday.
Some like who? Like who?
Hmm.
Who do anybody else listens to?
Trying to think of his name. I'll think about if I can. If I could remember it on the other side. On the Team 980.
His name was like Longfellow Tibwad or something.
All right, before we get back to a couple calls, 301-230-0980. So we were just talking about Austin Eckler and Brian Robinson and Doc Bench, and he likes them. And how could you not, right? Of course, Eckler,
like
four catches, four targets, 52 yards. I love the little screen, the little middle screen, because it came off of play action to Eckler.
Very
and then
nice.
He finds a little hole like right through the middle, sits down,
he's
turns
vicious.
His back, boom, right there, makes himself available, and then he breaks a tackle, and he goes for 22. As simple could be, yet there was window dressing, and it was more than effective, right? But that was Austin Eckler, 4 for 52 on four targets. So that was great. What I didn't like from Austin Eckler, and it was really more like maybe a Cliff Kingsbury issue, is he only had two carries. Now, he did have 10 yards on those two carries, six and then four, but still, that's not enough for me. I was expecting him to get more toss pitches, get out to the perimeter, turn the corner, what have you, stuff I've seen and we've all seen during training camp. Brian Robinson, I love how involved he was. Dan Quinn mentioned it after the game. He's like, I think all of you that have been out there know how good of a receiver is. I've been screaming about Brian Robinson being a way better receiver for 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I hated the fact that he was labeled as a non-receiver coming out of Alabama because from the very first time I saw him in person, boots on the ground in Ashburn, I saw, wait a second.
He's an athlete.
Is this the same guy that they said can't catch the ball?
Athlete.
From day one, he's been really good as a receiver. I mean, he's not going to Marshall Faulk you, Doc. But four targets, three catches, 49 yards, the long of 32. Obviously had the touchdown taken away. Or I guess it was, it was the illegal block in the back, I think, that they called on. Was it Zacchaeus? I think it was on Zacchaeus.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of wiped out that big gain, so on and so forth. So could have had more. But again, Brian Robinson, only 12 carries for 40 yards. And you say, as a runner, he did have the one touchdown. And you say, well, that's because the game was one-sided. It wasn't one-sided the whole way out. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was 6-0. Then it was 13-0. Okay, it's starting to get a little one-sided. But immediately they answer back. And who finishes off that drive? Well, Brian Robinson with the 7-yard touchdown run. Then it was 16-7. Then it was 23-7. So you say, all right, game getting away a little bit. Then they answer back, and it's 23-14 now. All of a sudden, we have a game. I need my running backs to, again, I said this during the game at one point. I think it was midway through the third quarter. Jaden Daniels had 12 carries, right? Not all by design, many by necessity. And the two of them combined, Robinson and Eckler, had 11. I said, not good enough. As it turns out, Doc, Jaden Daniels finished with 16. Again, many not by design. 12, 13, not by design. Brian Robinson and Austin Eckler combined for 14. I need that whatever you want to call it, that disparity, that beyond flip. Mm-hmm. I can't have Jaden Daniels doing what I've got two henchmen to do.
Yeah, I just, and again, I respect the play callers, the coordinators, they're doing down and distance, they're doing the feel. I've always preferred that if you get the right type of field position, I'm a bully ball guy.
Yeah.
I mean, some people are way too strategic. If I want to check, now they have Vita Vada, and I think they bluffed us out of that.
Yep.
And I'm going, really? Well, let's just see.
Let's try and soften up the big fella.
Yeah. If I don't want to just get in the game and give it up without trying it, because we got a jackhammer and a sludge hammer.
So it's an interesting point that you just bring up, because I said all week last week they need to stretch and get away from him and da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
But Jay Gruden, when I asked him about this yesterday, Jay joins us every Monday at 3 o'clock, just so everybody knows. You can go check it out on the podcast right now, the Team 980, on the Odyssey app. Matt's got it all labeled and carved up for you. It was a great conversation. I asked him, he goes, Cliff's known as an inside zone guy, so that's why he didn't really run to the perimeter to get away on the perimeter. I thought to myself after the show, I said, well, okay, that makes some sense. But then if he's an inside zone guy, why wasn't there more of that, right? Like if that's what your fundamental core DNA is, then let's go. You can't tell me that the game plan was to have Jaden Daniels carry the football again more than Brian Robinson and Austin Ekeler combined. You can't tell me that somebody spent 100 hours last week thinking, yeah, that makes sense. Because that didn't make sense to me. And I understand, again, a bunch of the 16 carries, 12, 11, whatever the number is, not by design, by necessity. But part of the reason why there's 11 or 12 carries by necessity is because you're not running the ball enough.
Yeah. And, you know, down the distance, and I know some of this is just, it doesn't make a lot of sense to a lot of people, but if we went out to the park, unless you're playing against Shaquille O'Neal, you're going to say, you know what, maybe we're not going to play in the paint because the big boy's there. But if I got a guy who's 6'11", I'm going to at least try it. Vita Vada, well, we're not playing. Okay, he's really good. But then we got people too. Are we going to just let him bluff us out, bully us out? I think at some point we're not going to try him. We're going to just let it – we can double. I mean, I'm not saying one-on-one, but we can double. We can tag. We can do different things to combat him. But to just let him think he's going to Fred Flintstone us, to me, I've never bought into that. Then we'd be relying on now we're scared. I don't believe in that. I'm like, at some point, it's just football. We can take angles. I'm not saying we run right straight at him, but we got to let this dude know we play the same game he's playing. I'm not saying
basically,
we ran.
Do what you do. Worry about yourself.
We establish
right?
us. I don't give a damn about
how the San Francisco 49ers did it without Christian McCaffrey.
But you knew they were going to do it.
Front seven.
Because they have you know who they are.
I know. That's their identity. That's their DNA.
Plug and play in is what great programs do.
Yeah.
You don't bluff them out of who they are.
Yeah.
They just change a part.
Yeah.
And that kid comes in.
Oh, my gosh.
And then you look over there, same running back. Oh, he's here. That's what I'm.
Well, you remember who the running backs coach is?
That's who they are.
Yeah,
you don't.
Bobby Turner.
You don't bluff them out of who they are, and that's why I was like that kind of. I can't confirm that's exactly what happened, but the results end up that way. Now, if we make one field goal, maybe it doesn't.
Yeah.
See, that's why you can't. Sometimes you're better off don't say anything. Take the L. And just go back to work.
Humble yourself.
Humble yourself. Yeah. Because talk is cheap when you don't win.
You mean you don't want a bunch of slogans on T-shirts this week?
No, that's for tomorrow.
Okay.
So I'm saying that because I agree with Coach. Them slogans, they've been all over the locker room. Yeah, it confirms what you're teaching. And those are reminders of why you're here and what you're doing. I'm not mad at that. But what I do want to see is that an identity. You got a bully back, and you've got people in that offensive line. I know Them dudes are rugged. You don't punk them. They're not the kind of guys that have to drop back 40 times. That ain't who they are.
Yeah.
They play in the SEC.
Yeah.
Them dudes are rumblers.
Yeah.
And that kind of pisses me off if I think that we've been bluffed out of who we are.
All right, more on this. Plus, I want to get some report card grades in on Jaden Daniels because we didn't do that yesterday after his first game. Plus, we'll get to the calls. Dr. Sabah, Mark, and Largo, hang in there. 301-230-0980. First, a quick trending alert. All right. Everybody has probably seen the video released by media reports and outlets last night of what happened with Tyreek Hill and several police officers outside of Hard Rock Stadium on Sunday morning before Hill and the Dolphins, and by the way, Hill had a big 80-yard touchdown, beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. Well, now, after media reports going back and forth between the police union issuing a statement, the report, the video coming out, now a police officer involved in this is seeking reinstatement from his administrative duty, and Drew Rosenhaus, the agent for Tyreek Hill, is calling for the firing of police officers involved in the particular case. So we will see as this continues to play out. Certainly an ugly incident in Miami Gardens on Sunday morning. Meanwhile, in the NFL, elsewhere, Adrian Peterson, we told you, now sort of retired. He still wants to play, but not with a job. A Houston judge is ordering him to turn over numerous assets as a way towards paring down some of the debt that is estimated at more than $12 million that he owed. A lot of it started from a bad investment back in 2016. Peterson, now 39 years old, hasn't played since 2021, of course, played for some time here in Washington. And finally, the Nats back on the diamond tonight after a day off and taking splitting a four-game series with Pittsburgh. Tonight, tough customer, former Nat, Ronaldo Lopez, who's having a breakout and all-star year for the Atlanta Braves. He'll be opposed by Mackenzie Gore, has been real good of late. 64-79 of the Nats, 6:45 the first pitch, 106.7 the Fan, and the Odyssey app, and that's what's trending. Oh, baby, you. All right, we welcome you back right here, T980 and the Odyssey app, along with the DOC in studio until 4. Craig Hoffman at that point on this Tuesday in the nation's capital and beyond via the always live and free Odyssey app. Before we get right back to the calls, Doc, I wanted to ask you just real quickly, and I mean, not going to hold you to anything here, but if you were a professor, if you were a teacher, and you had to grade Jaden Daniels' overall debut and give it a letter grade, A through F, I guess, just standard fare, what would you say? Overall, big picture.
C+.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair. Because that's, I mean, I was thinking maybe B-, just because I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to be understanding that he's a rookie and he's still got a ways to go and he did some good things.
And I'm giving him a C+, and I did not watch the All 22.
That's fine. That's fine. But you played this game.
Because he might have missed some things. Well, yeah. I'm going off the fact that
he definitely missed some things. Yeah. There is no doubt
and
about that.
And if he missed some things, he could end up getting a C.
He missed the throws that we saw.
Yeah.
The one deep one to Terry early in the third quarter. He missed that. That's easy to see. The first play was a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
What is hard to always tell, as I said yesterday, and there were a couple that I saw yesterday morning before the show, was he missed open receivers. I saw somebody on Twitter, I don't know who they were. Mm-hmm. I think it's just a super fan, whatever, but it was like, I've been up since 5 in the morning watching the All 22, and Jaden missed a ton. Listen,
he runs, I want to know, was there another option?
Well, that's what I said, what we didn't know yesterday.
Right.
But that's why I say I think the C+ is more than fair.
Yeah,
because,
C+.
You know, you played this game, you know more than I know, clearly. But I can't tell live whether he should have thrown it, unless it's obvious, whether he should have thrown it here And at the timing that he did, when he's being told, hey, man, don't sit in the pocket for three and a half seconds, and the next-gen stats kind of prove that. He was number one in time to throw, meaning getting rid of the football
in
week one, 2.3, getting rid of the football, getting rid of the football. No, he wasn't.
No, he was in
control. But he was trying to do it smartly.
Make plays. He pressured the defense.
Yes. The question is like you said, on some of those scrambles, could he have done something differently a hair earlier, a quarter second, a half second earlier? Mm-hmm. That's the part that we don't know. But I think we got an answer from Dan Quinn yesterday. I want to pull this up on my phone because I saved it because I liked it. Dan Quinn, and then we'll get back to the calls, said yesterday, here it is, you know, he confirmed, you know, what a competitor he is. He said, quote, I think if you'd asked him, there'll probably be a few throws that he would either like to rip or where the progression may have taken him. But by and large, I felt from the competitor side, that was it. So basically what he's telling you there is competitive as a bulldog, right?
Mm-hmm.
No questions asked.
Love that.
But he missed some things. Not only did he miss the obvious, again, the Terry McLaurin throw early third quarter, we all know that. But he missed things on the scrambles that would have reduced that number from 16 to, I don't know, 11 or 12 and would have made a more proficient passing day. So I think a C-plus is fair. Mm-hmm. I will tell you this. I talked to somebody after the game. I can't tell you who on the air. I'll tell you who. But somebody whose opinion I value and trust.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, so what'd you think? And the first thing he said was that he was blown away by how competitive Jaden Daniels was.
Oh, yeah.
Right? How much of a warrior. And he compared it to a certain former quarterback that used to play here, that used to create a lot of headlines and create a lot of drama, and basically used a word that I can't use on the air. Ultimately said, like, the differences in compete, in tenacity, is day and night, like levels above. And this is somebody who would know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Somebody who would very much know. Mm-hmm. And the point was not to besmirch Robert, but it was to credit Jaden and to say, hey, man, look, it wasn't pretty. It wasn't perfect. There's things he can do better. There's things he's going to have to do better. And, yeah, you got to worry about the nasty headshot that he took, the helmet flying off late twice in the game, all that. You got to worry about some of that, sliding, this, that, and the other thing. But the fact that they've got a Doberman Pinscher out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got a guy that is a dog in the best way possible. Now, again, got to improve some other things, but they've got a competitor, a warrior. And maybe that's half the battle of what this team has been missing. Like, say what you want about Kirk Cousins, right? And I'm not saying none of the other guys that have come along were competitors. And, you know, Taylor Heinicke had a competitor
still
spirit.
Competing.
But he didn't have the requisite talent that you need,
right?
This guy's got the requisite talent, and he's got that bulldog
got
in him. And that's what you need.
Yeah, he's got both.
You can't have one. You need both in order to elevate, right?
Yeah. And there are guys with, you know, that have been in a similar situation that he was in that might have won the game or led his team to victory. So that's where he comes up short at. Because you got to win the game to be that dude, to be that guy. It's just like Caleb experienced. All that scrambling, a good team, they don't. You can't do that. And that's why he got snuffed.
And Caleb, forget about the just in his debut on saying, forget about the numbers. They won the game and they came way from behind. Again, not all because of him.
Oh, no, very little because of him.
Right.
His defense and the numbskull that wasn't Daniels. The other kid throwing blocks. See, Daniels didn't do any of that.
Oh, Levis,
That's the kind of thing you don't want.
Yeah.
See, and we didn't get. So this kid has a bright future. And again, but there are guys that have been their first games that found a way to come out and pull that out if it were possible, and he didn't because he's got to have more people around him like him. You just don't have enough juice in your fruit yet. You just really are overcompensating for a lack of talent. You're really no different than the Jets last night. That's my dumb behind some way, somehow thought, I don't know what I was thinking. And I go, you can't put dudes that are shot, once their body's shot, not against a guy who's not. In this league, the left tackle, that's why Trent Williams is a freak of nature. And everybody else isn't.
Tell you what, he wasn't the only freak on that offense last night. He wasn't the only freak. We'll get into that as we roll. Let's get to Dr. Sabah and get her in here on Jaden Daniels and more. What's up, Doc? How are you?
Doctor.
Hey, gentlemen. What's going on? Okay, I'm listening, first of all. I don't really like the fact that you diss Taylor. I don't think that he does have the prerequisite. You know,
I didn't diss Taylor. I was making a comparison.
He doesn't have the prerequisite.
He doesn't have the talent that Jaden Daniels has. He doesn't have the talent that Jaden Daniels has.
He does.
He doesn't. He doesn't.
I'm looking at the film.
I love you. He doesn't.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to tell you, I just looked it up because I was on hold. The nine games Taylor started, Terry had 50 catches. That's average 5.5 catch. He had 3 100-yard games and 72 attempts. That's 8 attempts per game when the guy who's not good enough was there. And now with a horrible coaching, by the way. Okay, Scott Turner was nothing. And now we got this guy, and Terry is like MIA, and all I'm seeing on Twitter is how bad Terry is now. It was. Oh, my God, if only Terry had a quarterback. Well, I thought we got the quarterback now. I saw the film. I saw some of the things where people were – the pocket was sort of there, not like pretty clean, but it was clean enough. Baker Mayfield was throwing out of that pocket, but this guy just ran instead of throwing to wide open Terry. And then when he did throw it to him, he missed it. It was inaccurate. And all the running he's doing is to avoid throwing incompletions, I think, and interceptions, because I don't think he knows where to throw it. This processing, he's so great at processing. I must have missed that because maybe that'll start next game. I don't see that. And listen, he keeps running the whole time. The wide receiver is going to stop running their routes, and the running backs aren't going to feel like they need to be running because he's going to still do it all. He is supposed to be a pass-first quarterback. That's what y'all told me, and I knew he wasn't. He's a run-first guy. So if he's a run-first guy, just get him to run and just do read option, and once in a while pull up and throw it. Don't make him read the field because that's not what he does. Taylor can do that, not this guy.
I mean, but in fairness, right? Like I get
I
get the points that you're making. Taylor Heinicke had what? Been in NFL systems. He hadn't played a lot, but he had been in NFL systems a lot longer than Jaden Daniels.
Did you see Terry's eyes in that Green Bay game when Taylor started playing after that crappy Chicago game that Carson went? Terry's never been so happy as he was with Taylor. And all y'all guys kept telling Terry, wow, how would it be if you had a real quarterback? Y'all kept putting that in his head. Well, now he's missing Taylor. I can tell you that right now. He's missing him. Until Jaden proves something else to me, I don't see where this great passer is. I don't see it at all. Baker Mayfield outplayed him 10 times, and so did Sam Darnold. The only guy that didn't outplay him was probably Daniel Jones. And that idiot from Cleveland that I told y'all we should never trade, that Kevin wanted to trade the farm from, and Deshaun Watson. That's the only quarterback I think he didn't outplay. Those three.
Well, I mean, I'll just say this for me. You've never heard me call Jaden Daniels a great passing quarterback. I mean, I think he's got the ability. I think he's got the ability. I think he's got the ability.
Okay, one last thing.
Yes.
One last thing. What did Jay Gruden tell you yesterday?
What did he tell me?
He
told me a lot of things.
He said it. He said he's a one-read run guy, and that's what he did at ASU. That was when he was a fifth round.
That he went back to some of his ASU.
We go back and listen to it. That's what he said. He said he was a one-read. He's one-read and ran. He said, and that was reverting back to his ASU days.
Yep, he did say
that's not the Heisman Trophy days.
Now, that's not every snap. That's not every play. You know, that's just a
– that was the game.
Yeah, that's just – yes. I mean, and I'm sure he did that a bunch. I mean, and that's why I said yesterday over and over again, hey, man, like, let's not just crown Jaden Daniels' ass.
Yeah.
Just because he put
up – don't say he's better than somebody that he clearly isn't. He may become better than other quarterbacks.
I said he's got more talent.
But right now he's not better.
I said he's got more talent than Taylor Heinicke.
What does talent mean? You keep telling him he has talent. Carson Wentz has talent. What did he do with it?
Well,
he did nothing with it here.
Well, that's the point. That's what will fill out the rest of the void. That's what will fill out the rest of the void.
You can't tell me Taylor didn't have talent. He got Terry going. He won games here.
He's got a little bit of talent.
He's the last guy to tie the Giants.
Doc.
Shoot. Everybody else was lost.
Doc, he was undrafted, and he was on his sister's couch, and now he's like the
fourth string quarterback. Look at Brock Purdy. He was drafted last.
I know.
He was the better quarterback yesterday. He played better than Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. But
he was throwing dimes all over the place. Hey, you guy missed a touchdown pass.
I know. I know, but there's nuances that you're kind of look, just overlooking.
Stop letting people tell you what to believe. Trust your eyes, Chris.
Okay.
My God.
All right.
Thank
Dr.
you,
Sabah just bitch slapping me. How about that?
Love you guys.
Love you too.
Baby girl.
Trust your eyes. My
Trust
God,
your eyes.
Chris. Trust your eyes.
Well, based on what we saw, you know, you have to take a look at it.
I mean, I think we might hear from Dr. Sabah at some point again, sometime soon. Just saying. 301-230-0980. Let's get, I tell you what, we got to take a quick time out, and then we'll get to Mark and Largo before the top of the hour. Nigel as well. We'll get to all you guys. We're going to get into the Tyreek Hill thing. We're going to get into a little Deion Sanders and what his kid did at the end of the game. Ooh, yeah. Hoot nanny. There's a lot to get to. Plus, clean up on aisle three. Dumb dumb of the day. A lot to do in a final hour of power, and then some on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, along with the DOC, we continue to rock and roll towards 4 o'clock. Before we get to 3 o'clock, why don't we do this? Get our pal Mark and Largo in here on the Team 980. Good afternoon, Mark. Thanks for waiting on hold. Mark, are you...
follow that. Jeez.
Mark, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, okay. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, you were grumbling about how do you follow Dr. Sabah.
Trust your eyes, Chris.
Oh, my God. Jesus. I mean, when she started talking, look, you both of y'all know, when she starts talking about Taylor Heineke, I have to put the phone down. because she's the president of the Heineke High.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I get it. If Taylor Heineke was that great, don't you think he'd be starting for another team?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm not going to go into that, and I'm not going to start, because I don't want to start a caller feud. I'm not trying to do that. I think Dr. Sabah is very intelligent in what she's saying. But let me say this. I wanted to talk to Doc about this, because – Chris, you brought up a point about the offensive line, and everybody was talking about the run. Isn't this the first time that that offensive line together has played together?
Yes.
Ever in a game, you mean, or in the preseason, you mean?
Together this year, without preseason. I mean, because I don't even think they were fully. I don't think they were healthy in preseason at all.
Well, I think the Miami game, Wiley I know was back. I think Big Luke was back, but not.
Okay.
Brandon Coleman had played. Right, exactly.
I think yesterday was Brandon Coleman's first game.
Yes. Here's Brandon Coleman missed all three preseason games. Yes.
Right. He missed all three.
By the way, did you see the athleticism that he showed on that one play where he engaged in the block on Oh my
he
God!
Looks like a young Trent Williams, only with a better attitude than Trent.
Well,
so here's what I'm gonna say here. I said a better attitude. I didn't say a better play. I said a better attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I'm trying to say here. You could use B. Rob and Austin Eckler, and you could run them 25 to 30 times, or at least get them to touch the ball 25 to 30 times. Maybe do screens and stuff like that, Doc. Mm-hmm. And you could do ball control. There is a method that Washington can win this year. And it's very, very simple. If you do ball control, because they may not need it this week. They should beat the Giants straight up. Should. I'm saying that.
Be careful.
But when you play teams like Cincinnati, and you play teams like Cleveland, and you play teams like Baltimore, you're going to need ball control. You're really going to need ball control. If you could do that with Big Rob, especially tearing it up in the third and fourth quarter, I think that'll be a problem. I just think that the offensive line wasn't ready. And I think the offensive line will get better as the games go forward. I think they'll play better. I think you agree with me on that, Doc?
It depends on what approach we're going to take. See, I still don't know the approach. Are we trying to trick people, or are we trying to attack people?
Well, they don't have talent enough to trick people, Doc.
Well, I think I'm not certain that they're not convinced they don't.
I mean, outside of Terry, is there anybody in the receiving score that scares you? Now, I'm gonna leave Luke McCaffrey alone because I've been dogging him and I've been dogging Adam Peters for the last, and I want to make an apology to Adam Peters. I'm going to give him a chance. Give him a year and you go from there. But what I am going to say is the big gun that you have is B-Rob outside of,
him and Eckler are beasts.
Four big guns you got on your offense. Okay, four guns you got on your offense. You got Terry, Jaden, you got Eckler, and you got B-Rob. Those are your four. You got to use your strengths with those. I say B-Rob at least 20 times and let Eckler get at least 10 touches. Now, 10 touches can be four screens and then him running the ball. And then you can get Terry more involved in where you're going and stuff like that. That way, you're saving Jaden, and he's not running all the time. He's using the running game they could just look like he's going to run. If he looks like he's going to run, then people will be more nervous. Because if you got Big Rob back there, they'd rather see Jaden than to see Big Rob, especially the third and fourth quarter. You know that, Doc.
Yeah.
But like you said, that's how you would play it. We don't know what KK is doing. We have no idea what KK is doing. So, but I think they have the right idea. I think we got to give them a chance. And I do think the defense will play better. I think everybody needs to pause on everything or what everybody's saying and stuff like this. And Dr. Zabar, I think you're a very good, very intelligent person, and I'm not trying to criticize you. Not at all. Not going down that road because I know she's going to attack me or one of the other stations. So I just leave it alone when it costs.
There is nobody that gets more reaction. Well, maybe Paulie, but Dr. Sabah generates so much heat. I mean, my text is blowing up.
A lot of people will say I do too.
Yeah. Well, you're one of the best. There's no doubt about it. Mark, we got to let you run. I appreciate it. We're up against the clock, 2:58 and change on the Team 980. We'll break for the top of the hour. We will get to Nigel. We'll get to others on the other side. We got to get to Tyreek Hill. We got to get to Deion's kid walking off the field with 2 minutes left to go in Lincoln on Saturday night, plus everything else that we got to get to on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.